Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos. This year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Here in Season 5, of course, we're using the commentary of the Sforno and the notes of the translations of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We're here in Chapter 4, Paragraph 18, Perek Dalet Mishnah Yudche, talking about making sure you go to a place of only Torah, be involved in only Torah. Rabbi Naharai says, "Have a gola l'makom Torah. Exile yourself to a place of Torah. Go to a place where there's Torah. Make sure Torah comes with you. Even if you're exiling yourself to the middle of nowhere for work, which often happens for me working as an OT for the city, make sure you're not exiled away from the Torah. Make sure the Torah comes with you. Make sure you're learning Torah, involved in Torah, being interacting with Torah. If you have breaks or whatnot, maybe during lunch or whatever, you could learn some Pirkei Avos, you could learn some Steinmaker, you could learn some Daf Yomi, maybe involved in some podcasts or shiurim or videos or reading some Torah content. We have this wonderful, beautiful initiative now, Sparks of Torah on WhatsApp, which I'm involved in. You should come join us. We send out a daily spark of halacha, a daily spark of inspiration, daily spark of Torah. Try to send out a meaningful, uplifting picture, and we try to send out a video or a picture of the day. Really cool stuff. Join us at Sparks of Torah as well. So here, when you're going away, when you're going on the road, when you're exiling yourself for work, you're going away from your family or your community, make sure the Torah comes with you. Don't say the Torah will follow you, it will come with you. It'll automatically be with you. You have to work at it. You have to take it with you. You have to bring it with you. You have to make sure to do your hishtadlus, putting your effort involved, that you know it's a part of your day. Whether you're on the train and you read the daily emails, I talk about all the time from the OU Rabbi Abram, which does great work, the Mishnah one, the Halacha one, there's a Mitzvah one, and a Nach one, and a Halacha one. There's such cool stuff. It's so easy. These little blurbs, also the idea of Sparks of Torah, these little blurbs to inspire your day, to give you a little Torah every day, a little kavias to your day of Torah. You don't have to learn 20 hours a day, but Hashem will ask us after 120 years, Kavata Itan LaTorah, did you set aside time, any time, for Torah? That's the idea of my shows, also trying to give audio bursts to uplift your days, where we do it in bite-sized moments, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and one of the shares is an hour, moments in time to try to uplift ourselves, because we can't expect that Torah follows us. We have to work at it, and we have to make sure it comes with us. Shechavercha yekaimu biyadecha. For those people, they, your friends, they can have it be acknowledged, or they can have it be acquired in their own hands or in your hands. And do not rely on your own understanding. Meaning, when it comes to being involved in things, when it comes to understanding things, don't think that it'll come right away. You have to work it. You have to put the effort. You have to put the real strength involved. You have to make sure that you're working at it to make sure the Torah comes with you wherever you go, on your travels, on your road, on your dealings in life. Take the Torah with you, take the daf with you, take the Steinmaker with you, take your podcast with you, your shiurim, your videos with you, your Torah content. Make sure you work at it. It won't come by yourself. Don't rely on yourself. Make sure you have commentaries involved and commentators involved to help you with the Torah. So the Sforno points out, when it says exile yourself to a place of Torah, it means that when you are compelled to move away from your community in order to learn a livelihood, like when you're driving to work or taking a train to work like I do, or for some other reason, choose a place of Torah. Do not say that you will disseminate Torah in your new community, your new place, which is presently devoid of it, and that you'll cultivate new disciples, because even though it may be true that a large number of students will increase and sharpen your understanding of Torah, nonetheless, they cannot cause it to remain with you to the same degree as your colleagues who are equal to you in erudition. Don't rely on your own understanding. That is, do not assume that your understanding will endure even without intellectual interchange with colleagues. For it may happen, as it did indeed with this sage, Rabbi Naharai, that you may forget all or some of your Torah. In his case, the ones who retrieved it from were his colleagues, as related in Tractate Shabbos 147b. Understand, you got to work at the Torah. It's not going to come with you automatically. The Sforno interprets the phrase Shikha, your colleagues who will cause it to remain with you, not you, as meaning that only they can ensure the retention of your Torah knowledge. As for your students, although they may stimulate your innovative talents, they cannot preserve your original store of knowledge. This interpretation differs from that of the Bartanur, who explains that Rabbi Naharai teaches us that the transmission of the teacher's instruction through another cannot be fully understood or appreciated unless one hears it directly from the teacher. Alternatively, he interprets this statement to mean that only your colleagues can clarify Torah through their intellectual interchange with you. But you alone cannot grasp the true meaning of Torah, regardless of how bright and sharp you may be. This explains the concluding statement, and do not rely on your own understanding. The Sfarno points out that Naharai was another name for Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who went to the Galilee and was enticed into leading a life of luxury and pleasure, as a result of which he forgot all of his Torah knowledge. Tractate Shabbos 147b. However, his colleague prayed on his behalf, and he regained his knowledge. This is the meaning of the phrase, for it is your colleague who will cause it to remain with you. He did, however, learn a lesson from this experience. Therefore, he emphasizes the importance of moving only to a place where Torah study is practiced. One of the main things I love about Perkei Avos is that they literally practice what they preach. Rabbi Naharai sees when he goes to exile, he goes to a place for a life of luxury and pleasure. Everything is lost. So who better to tell us not to do that, not to go and think that Torah will come out, than Rabbi Naharai himself? A lot of these sages live these maxims, live these dictums, live these sayings in their own life. So for ourselves, when we're going to work, when we're traveling, we're going other places for Pesach or Shavuos or in the summer or winter break, make sure the Torah comes with you. Don't think it'll come after you. Sometimes others will have to teach it to you. Sometimes others will have to give it to you, your colleagues. Sometimes others will have to explain it to you. But make sure to work at the Torah. Take the Torah with you. Asita kavata la Torah. Give kviyas to Torah. Make sure it's permanent in your life every single day. Join us next time as we talk a Mishnah per day with some sagely commentary and practical advice to say here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.